brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday. 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. It is Samhain, Samhain, Devil's Night, Halloween, the 31st day of October 2005, as we plunge into the dark time of the year. Celebrated by our European ancestors by human sacrifice and the sacrifice of animals, and celebrated worldwide by ancient occultic groups with human sacrifice, and today we celebrate by dressing our children up as little demons and having them go out and demand things from people at their front doors. They don't learn how to give on Halloween. They learn how to demand and hold ransom, blackmail, extortion, terrorism. And that evil communist, Chavez, Hugo Chavez, down in Venezuela, he's saying, do not celebrate it. It is evil. An evil American export, and he's begging people not to dress their children up as demons. And he's giving state-owned property to the public and giving them deeds. Our government is saying that they'll take our property with no just compensation whenever they want. And the communist is saying he's going to give everybody property and we need to stop Halloween. I just point out how ridiculous the things that they call Chavez are. It's total lies, of course, and that's why we hear that. You know, I'm not calling for banning Halloween, but I will tell you what it really is all about today. And we have professor and author Tex Mars joining us. His new book is out. It is unbelievable. 650-something pages long. It is an encyclopedia. It is mind-blowing. I will use it as a desk reference here in the future. It totally meshes with my research and goes even deeper. Codex Magica. Codex Magica. And yes, right now, it's going up on the online bookstore at Infowars.com. We're going to be carrying Codex Magica. In fact, the books are coming from the printer early next week, and so you can start ordering now. We'll be shipping them out to you by the end of next week. Get your Codex Magica today. It is a mind-blowing treatise, a literal desk reference encyclopedia. Every chapter so jam-packed with information. It's like a 600-something page Reader's Digest. It just crystallizes everything you need to know about the New World Order. And there's no doubt that we have an occultic empire running the entire globe when you read Codex Magica. All right, I didn't mean to go into a frothing plug for it, but it's just unbelievable. We're going to have open phones in this first hour. Anything you'd like to discuss? The indictment of Scooter Libby. Turns out the judge over him is a neocon 9/11 cover-up artist, so it'll be totally staged, don't worry. 9/11 cover-up judge has signed a Libby case. Also, Lord Bush's approval ratings plunged to all-time super lows. And they're talking about Fitzgerald demanding that Cheney show up to one of these meetings and be questioned by the prosecutor, so things definitely heating up there. And obviously Bush has his new Supreme Court nominee now that his friend, the Janet Reno type, is gone. Now we've got a new individual, and so we'll be getting into that as well. Bush nominates a lot of two Supreme Court choice named after a week of political difficulty over Harriet Myers. And Bush was heckled yesterday during a speech. I mean, really, who cares? He's a puppet. Bush tomorrow to unveil super flu strategy, how martial law and the end of America will save us and how good it is. Bob Barr says open season on DNA may be not far away. Army Secret Services, deadly chemicals at sea. Just thousands of tons of deadly nerve gas. It's good for you. It's no big deal if it kills the ocean. Just the government loves you. Just give up. Just trust them and give up all your freedoms. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp.
Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's Monday, and it is All Saints Eve, or Samhain, Samhain, Devil Night, Sacrifice Night. We'll give you some of the history of Halloween this evening. And we'll also take your phone calls. Got Text Mars coming up in the next hour. Then in the third hour, the Vaccine Awareness Network, they got a bill to not only congressionally pass a law for forced inoculations, they already did that in the Homeland Security package, but to actually fund the federal takeover of the counties, cities, and states to set up the programs for forced inoculation. Bush is set to give a big speech tomorrow night about how wonderful martial law is and how good it is for all of us. And just let the government run things. They'll take good care of us. And there's all sorts of stuff in there about if the vaccine damages you or kills you, no liability of any type for any vaccine. Boy, you know rough waters are ahead when they start trying to pull stuff like that. So that's coming up 20 minutes into the third hour. And yes, we will have wide open phones, 1-800-259-9231. It's being reported by several different publications, including the Drudgely Report, that prosecutor plans on calling Cheney as witness in open court. Executive privilege fight looms. Special counsel Patrick Fitzgerald is planning to call Vice President Dick Cheney as a witness in the trial of Louis Libby. The Drudge Report has learned of the high-stakes move could result in an executive privilege showdown between the White House and Fitzgerald, a top government source said Sunday. If Mr. Fitzgerald is going to demand a public recounting of conversations between the vice president or even the president and his staff, his lawyer, I would add, on matters he himself has acknowledged or classified, executive privilege will obviously be involved. Fitzgerald has made it clear to lawyers involved in the case that he prefers Cheney appear as a witness in open court. Mr. Fitzgerald is starting from the position that this could not be done on remote or videotape, the well-placed source said. Remember, Bill Clinton appeared for the Arkansas state grand jury via videotape. Fitzgerald said Libby's attorney, Joseph Tate, discussed possible plea options before the indictment was issued last week. Time magazine reports in new editions, but the deal was scotched or vetoed because the prosecutor insisted that Libby do some serious jail time. Folks, this whole thing stinks to high heaven. I am no fan of Scooter Libby or Tom DeLay or Dick Cheney or any of these people. Obviously, Dick Cheney should be in jail for giving contracts directly to his wife at Lockheed Martin, Marietta. Obviously, they should be in jail for deals they've struck and deals they've pulled with the Carlyle Group. We have overt criminality breaking masses of federal laws. We have them red-handed. We have them lying to Congress. We have the Secretary of State lying to Congress. We have Bush lying to Congress in testimony. That's what the State of the Union is. We have all of this. We have the forged Niger documents. We have the Downing Street memos where Blair's saying, well, I've talked to Bush and I've got a lie for him. We have them red-handed on just massive issues. Instead, and it's always this way, it's some little petty issue that can't implicate anybody else in the power structure because, you know, they couldn't go after Clinton for missile secrets or cocaine dealers or supercomputer technology because it was connected to high-ranking Republicans. It's the same thing here. They've got to go after them for some little petty issue, and I think the whole thing's staged. I really do. I mean, it's one of a couple different things. Either the elite is using this to somehow leverage Bush to do what they want because Bush has gotten out of line somehow, or this is a completely contrived staged event to steam valve all the public angst and brewing revolution that's going on to deflect that off of the elite onto their puppet Bush. Or the elite could be deciding to use this to pressure Bush to make him resign or leave office like they did with Nixon after Nixon carried out every program they ordered him to. I don't know, but this Fitzgerald just stinks to high heaven. And then we have articles like this one from Wayne Madison, who has proven to be a really accurate source in the past, former NSA officer, National Security Agency. We need to get Wayne on the show. 9/11 cover-up judge assigned to Libby case. And there's Paul Watson's comment here. As is continually being confirmed, the indictment story is a total distraction and a set-up steam valve to keep the left distracted. 9/11 cover-up judge assigned a Libby case. Judge assigned a Libby case has links to Republican right. U.S. District Judge for D.C. Reggie Walton has been assigned the Lewis Libby case. It is noteworthy to point out that Walton's past and current links to the Republican right and to elements in the Bush administration who have covered up important details about 9/11. Walton was appointed to D.C. Superior Court in 81 by Ronald Reagan. In 89, he was appointed by George H.W. Bush as the deputy drug czar under Bill Bennett. Ah, Mr. Racehorse. Walton was reappointed to D.C. Superior Court by the senior Bush. George W. Bush nominated Walton to the U.S. District Court for D.C. in 01. The only thing is I wouldn't call him conservative. I mean, these people are anything but conservative. Walton was the judge who, under pressure from the Justice Department, placed a gag order on former FBI translator and whistleblower Sybil Edmonds and cleared his courtroom of the public after media in Edmonds' hearing in her case against the FBI. Edmonds brought to light important information about how the FBI failed to translate important wiretap intercepts before and after 9/11. That's not what she brought forward. They ordered her to go in and excise them where it showed clear prior knowledge in Able Danger. And I heard Lord Limbaugh and others yesterday, you know, in his weekend rebroadcast, talking about evil Bill Clinton and Able Danger and how they knew about Al-Qaeda and ordered the FBI not to stop them. Well, that continued through to Bush. Bush reauthorized W-199-I. Clinton originally signed it in 96, ordering the FBI and BATF and every other federal agency, NSA, CIA, Defense Intelligence, ordering all these federal agencies, you don't touch these people. Here's the names of these Muslim groups. And we've had the U.S. Embassy head on who was saying, we can't let these guys back in. They said, listen, it's part of a covert anti-terror op. They're coming to the U.S. for training. Next, you know, they're flying planes into buildings. Folks, they were decoys. They were federal agents taking part in a live-action drill. That's confirmed. Oh, my goodness. And so, again, it just blows my mind to see all this happening. But don't hold your breath. You know, while we're busy basting Bush and busy roasting him when he's just a gibbering puppet who literally works out 3 hours a day and takes a two-hour nap and watches his favorite soap operas. I mean, the guy's a complete joke. He's a dilettante. He isn't running anything. He just goes up there and stutters off pre-rehearsed lines. He's not a good actor. But, all right, I'm now digressing. Look, folks, it's like the last year or two of Bill Clinton's presidency. I got a lot of heat because I said, why are we here attacking Bill Clinton? Nothing's going to happen to Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton and Hillary are puppets. Nothing's going to happen to them. Oh, you watch when Bush gets in, they're going down. First thing Bush does, leave him alone, Dan Burton, congressman. No more investigations, no more red-handed pardoning cocaine dealers in the White House, Chinese generals in the White House. I just don't want to spin my wheels in this mindless partisanship. It's a theater. Let's go behind the stage and show you who's directing the theater. That's the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. These are the types of individuals, the Sachs-Coburg-Gothas. These are the names we need to talk about. We need to talk about our troops. October is the deadliest month in Iraq since January in the last 10, 11 months. The U.S. military said six American soldiers were killed just yesterday alone, making October one of the deadliest months for U.S. troops. In the worst attack for Task Force Baghdad, soldiers died when their patrol struck a roadside bomb. 12 miles south of Baghdad, the military said a similar bomb hit a patrol near Balad, 50 miles north of Baghdad, killing two soldiers from the 29th Brigade Combat Team. The deaths raised to 2,024, the number of U.S. service members. That's 24 in the last week, folks, who have died since the war began in 03. Now we're 2.5 years into this. By the way, again, the real numbers are 8,000-plus dead. Upwards right at, I haven't looked it up in 3 or 4 months, so it was 8,000 3 or 4 months ago. I don't know what it is now. And it was like 19,000 injured in Iraq, in the war zone, since the invasion. So I would imagine the numbers are a lot higher now. Well, I guess I've got to go look those up again because I have a tendency to go off old numbers. But if we use the numbers from, what was it, 3, 4, maybe even 5 months ago, I'm kind of embarrassed that I haven't seen those numbers in a while. But if this is the deadliest month in the last 10 months, you can tell it's going to be a lot higher. So how many dead? I mean, they get up on Fox News and say, 2,000 really isn't that big of a deal. I don't want to sound cavalier, but it's really not that big of a deal. Again, you tell that to the mothers whose sons and daughters are never coming home. You know, I heard the most amazing radio interview. Harry Brown, former Libertarian presidential candidate, has a show on Sunday nights on Genesis. It's Saturday night. And I was listening to it. Well, I'll tell you about it after the break. We'll get into some other news and take your calls. And they had this neocon on there, and I couldn't believe it. He said Private Lynch had never said it was a fable. The Pat Tillman case, it was a conspiracy. No one had ever said that that was all made up. I mean, it was just the denial of these people. The denial is just total willful ignorance.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversy surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up, I'm just going to spend a few minutes on Halloween and tell you why I think it's a bad holiday. And there's many reasons for that. And we're going to be taking your calls as well here in just a moment. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. We have this new Supreme Court nominee that Bush has brought forward. Bush has nominated Alito to Supreme Court, choice named after a week of political difficulty over Harriet Myers. And right now, I've done some preliminary checking this morning on him. Looks like he is a big-time police state judge. A lot of rulings butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution, not conservative. But it's going to be just like Roberts. We're going to hear how conservative, I just invented a new word, conservative. We're going to hear how conservative he is, and then we're probably going to find out he's anti-gun. Roberts is now Chief Justice, and CBS News has reported that he is, quote, for sensible gun control. Oh, sensible. Oh, he's like the majority of people, CBS News says. Of course, the majority are not major polls, Joe, but CBS says, oh, he's like the majority of people. He wants some gun control. Just like George Bush, the president, wants to sign the assault weapons ban, just like our new attorney general wants the assault weapons ban and more, believes in his heart in strict gun control. And I'm an evil liberal for being against it. Literally, I've been called that for being against Gonzalez, folks. And we're looking at this judge and very, very serious police state activities on his part. But he'll be hailed by the neocons. They'll lie on talk radio. They'll get him in. Don't worry. And then a couple years from now, we can be pulling our hair out going, man, I tell you, Bush Sr. put in that guy. And he turned out to be really bad. And Reagan appointed that guy. And he turned out being really bad. And why is it they keep voting so liberal? Because that's the agenda. Big government, loss of the Second Amendment, open borders, centralization of control, flushing due process down the toilet. So I don't trust this guy one bit. I mean, you know, whoever they put in, they're going to be bad. I mean, Bush already tried to give us Gonzalez. I mean, anti-gun, open border, believes the president's above the law openly, wrote the torture memos. I mean, that should tell you everything you need to know. And then we found out Myers was pro-abortion, pro-open border, just a bunch of other horrible stuff, and then started getting press releases from the White House. No, she was born again 3 years ago secretly, and now she's against abortion. Sure, moving quickly to pick a Supreme Court nominee after the last election with your name, President Bush on Monday nominated Circuit Court Judge Samuel Alito, a favorite of conservatives, of the Bill Bennett type conservatives, to replace Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Judge Alito's reputation has only grown over the span of his service, Bush said, from the White House, with Alito by his side, with Tito by his side. He has participated in thousands of appeals and authored hundreds of opinions. The record reveals a thoughtful judge who considers the legal merits carefully and applies the law in a principled fashion. That's what Bush said about a month ago about Gonzalez when he floated him. Alito, a former U.S. attorney who has been a judge for 15 years, said while on the bench, he has kept in mind what he called a solemn responsibility. Federal judges, he said in a quote, federal judges have the duty to interpret the Constitution and the laws faithfully and fairly to protect the constitutional rights of all Americans, but this guy's done the opposite, folks, and to do these things with care and with restraint, always keeping in mind the limited role that the court plays in our constitutional system. Well, you need to tell us right now, would you have voted against the land grab decision? In New London, Connecticut? How would you vote on the Second Amendment? We need these questions answered now. How about abortion? You need to answer all these private property, abortion, Second Amendment, the borders. You need to answer the federal powers question. You need to answer all of this right now. I don't want to hear all these paid-off, phony conservative groups, Judas goats, who are actually paid off to lead us astray. I don't want to hear all them telling me how he's conservative like Roberts. I don't want to hear that. I want these put to this guy. I want a litmus test. That's what I want from this guy. But let me tell you, I spent some time looking at his rulings, and it doesn't look good. A preliminary view of it, he is better than Myers and Gonzalez. But that's only because we are regurgitating their other picks. But sometimes it's worse. Well, it's like that New York police chief, and then we get Chertoff.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Coming up in the next hour, Tex Mars will be joining us. Then in the third hour, the Senate has passed it. It is now in the House. Total liability protection for all vaccine makers in perpetuity. So you thought they were already damaging and brain-damaging children and poisoning adults and cancer viruses publicly being found in many different vaccines. Oh, now it's going to be even worse. And there's forced inoculation in the legislation as well. So really important updates coming up in the next hour. About to go to David, Bob, Abe, Bob, and many others that are patiently holding. And then I'll get a little bit into Halloween, just some of the history of it, and then some of the current things that are happening, like this article. Chavez calls for ban on Halloween. BBC, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has urged families not to mark Halloween. We'll tell you why he says that coming up here in just a few minutes. But speaking of Halloween, it's now up on the shopping cart at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And that's the new book by Tex Mars. Tex hadn't had a book in 4 or 5 years. And normally Tex writes a book every year, but he's been spending 4 or 5 years writing Codex Magica. Instead of being 300 pages long, Codex Magica is over 650 pages long. and Codex Magica, secret signs, mysterious symbols, and hidden codes of the Illuminati. And folks, once you've read this book, I mean, it's taken me over a decade to learn what I know about the occult and the hidden signs and how it's on TV and on buildings and in corporate symbols and in hand signs. Tex knows a lot more than I do. He's been studying it for 20, 30 years. He's put it all in this book. It's taken him almost 5 years to write this. He was going to release this book 2 years ago, but he just kept saying, no, I'm going to add more. I mean, this is a labor of love, and yes, we're carrying it. It just came out. In fact, the books are being shipped from the publisher, from the printer. Right now, they haven't even hit Austin yet. Texas and Austin, too. And as soon as they get here next week, I mean, they're being shipped right now. They've been printed. We'll ship them out to you UPS, and they also make a great gift, so be the first to get Codex Magica. You can read a lengthy synopsis of what the book covers right now up on Infowars.com. The secret signs, mysterious symbols, and hidden codes of the Illuminati. And this is just such an important book. The hand signs they use, the symbols, who controls it, the highest levels, the different orders within the group. just wait till you see this. Just wait till you see this. It's amazing. I mean, really, I could talk for 10 hours about it. You need to get Codex Magica available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Don't forget, we're also carrying Jim Tucker's new book, The Bilderberg Diaries, an amazing 25-plus-year odyssey sneaking into these meetings inside the elite, inside those that control the world government, full of photos and documents and a lot of never-before-seen information. I mean, it is the one-stop shop, this book, to really understand the Bilderberg Group, the pinnacle of elite power. We're also now carrying that book in the bookstore. We're going to be adding a lot of new books and videos to the bookstore here in the next few months because I'm about to open a physical bookstore here in Austin, Texas, and I'll soon reveal that address to you on air, but the office isn't open yet to the public. We're still setting everything up. But Codex Magica, or call toll-free to get any of my other videos or books that we carry. A lot of big specials we're offering right now. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Get all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, special video reports, my best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, let's go ahead and go to calls, and we'll get back into the news. David in Mass, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you today?
Good, sir.
Thomas Barnett was on C-SPAN 2 last night in an interview conducted by Tom Feeney. He's the Republican representative from Florida. And I recorded it. I'll be happy to give you a copy if you're...
I would like a copy. For those who don't know, tell us about Mr. Barnett.
Well, he was the guy that was doing a lot of advising of the Pentagon on via, you know, the Naval War College. And his new book is called A Blueprint for Action. And, of course, it's the typical rhetoric of how globalization is so great and how... we can establish, you know, military dominance anywhere. And the most shocking thing, Alex, is he said a couple of things, which, you know, I'll send you the thing. He said a one-world currency is a must, absolutely, and that we should make sure that Iran does possess nuclear weapons. Oh, they should have them.
Oh, I know, and China is the model and is our really good buddy.
Because, I mean, we can't forget that, Prime Minister Ahmadinejad says Israel has to be wiped off the map, and so we have to make sure that they have nuclear weapons.
Well, you know, his view is very popular in the Pentagon. He's one of their chief strategists, as you know, and he's a darling of the Wall Street Journal and of Brian Lamb at C-SPAN. They just constantly advertise for the guy. And again, when I was going to set him up for the show, my producer set him up, but he Googled me. And he wouldn't come on, and I called him during a break, and I said, please come on. He started cussing at me, and I said, listen, you know, you're for world government. You believe that the military works for Wall Street. Just come on and defend your ideas. And he started cussing at me, and I said, look, we're going to defend the sovereignty of the U.S. And he just hissed at me, literally hissed, and said, you just keep on dreaming.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he totally advocates for all the World Bank and the IMF to totally dictate the structural adjustment. And all
and we have their, and listen, we have the IMF, I mean, their own chief economist, it was so evil, he resigned and said, I can't do this morally. And they actually say they want to bankrupt us, no middle class, everybody living like prisoners in compact cities. Oh, this has been in the BBC. I mean, we're actually going to be slave prisoners, and this bastard, this piece of garbage, gets up on TV and gets up at the Pentagon and talks about how we're slaves and talks about global government, and I'm sick of traitors like Mr. Barnett.
Alex, let me ask you a question. How do you want to get, I'll either A, send it via DVD to your Lamar address, or I can download it to a site called YouSendIt.com, which... they send you an email.
Well, frankly, if you want to do this, my problem is I get 2,000 emails and then don't see half of them. I try to look at it all. Email.
I know you have a secret email.
Well,
I'm aware of that.
Well, I do, and then it's already gets like 300 a day.
Yeah. So, your choice.
You know what? If you want to do some work, you could download it and zip and send it to us and burn us a copy and mail it. That'd be very thankful.
Oh, I'll do it. Yeah, no problem. I'll absolutely do that. Yeah, and... at the beginning of the show, you were mentioning beware of further demonization against Venezuela, because Chavez recently, if you weren't aware, has totally detached the Bolivar, I believe, the Venezuelan currency, has been completely detached from the Federal Reserve. They're floating it to find their own value. So it's looking like Chavez is definitely, he's totally in resistance to the U.S. policy, so...
Exactly, and I mean, this will probably be the last straw. Saying that Satanists run America, and that and that's basically what he said. That's it. It's over for him. They've already kidnapped him publicly once, and the news acts like it's a conspiracy. Armed troops went in, grabbed him, had him on a helicopter, told him to basically do what our government says, or they'd kill him. His troops took the Capitol back over.
Yeah.
Then they had to let him go.
It was a failed coup attempt. Yeah.
Well, that happened. Greg Palast of the BBC Newsnight reporter said 4 days before it happened on this show, it was going to happen, and then it happened. Thanks for the call. David, a great call. Yeah, you know, Barnett, I wish Barnett would come on and defend his ideas. And they're so childish. But that's the grade level that the average intellectual is at today. We had General Parton on to debunking, and this is the same thing they've been hearing at the Pentagon for 50 years from people like Barnett. And for those that don't know, Barnett openly says global government's taking over, global currency. I was aware of that. His first book was the Pentagon's New Map. Now it's the Plan of Action or whatever. I haven't read the new book. I'm being sent a copy, I'm told. But I've seen it online. But, I mean, he just openly sits up there and says that America's gone and global government runs us and it's real funny. And I got video of him up in front of all these generals at the Pentagon in an amphitheater, stadium seating, and the generals are smiling as they talk about the end of this country. I mean, he should be arrested. Seriously, folks, in a proper America, he could be a private citizen all day long and run around saying, destroy America, take over America, end America, give us over to the globalists. But to work in the Naval War College and to be pushing these plans, he should be removed at least. But, oh, no, I'm the bad person. I'm the bad person, see? And this is what the neocons' goal is. They're going to use American military strength to take over pathetic, weakling, third-world nations who are not a threat, but that have resources that can be sold that are not under the IMF World Bank Central Banking Cartel. As the last caller put it, the Federal Reserve System. That's a global system owned by the same individuals. Literally, there are a handful of private families who own the printing presses of the dominant countries. Can you imagine how powerful you'd be if for 100 years you owned the printing presses that printed the money? We hear about Bill Gates being worth $60-something billion. We hear about Warren Buffett with $40 billion. That's nothing. They're high-level elitist, but not in the very top room. They're not a Rothschild, a Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. The Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, that's the Queen of England, folks. That's their real name. See, they give you a brand name, Windsor. Fake name. It's a brand name. They own the oil companies. They own the property. They literally, it's in mainstream news articles that they have liens against our national parks. They own our national debt. They own the endowments for our universities. That is, they have steering power through the universities, through the endowments that their subsidiaries have paid for. They own a lot of the stock in our media, fast food restaurants, movie chains, just everything. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And they create a global government. They get our governments to sign through treaties, to sign away their governmental powers to these private IMF, World Bank, World Trade Organization. Folks, they're as private as a McDonald's. They're as private as a basketball, indoor basketball court at Mall of America. They're as private as Walmart. And our government openly is signing all its authority over to them. Then they come in through treaties and local and state agreements and set up regional governments that are private but have governmental power. So they're circumventing all of our checks and balances, putting in electronic voting machines, putting in cameras and face scanning cameras and RFID tracker systems and license plate scanning systems and face scanning systems, a whole prison grid. MIT Magazine openly says the Pentagon designed all these cameras and stuff you see. Lockheed openly is moving in to manage it. Openly running commercials where we're going to protect you, and they show troops in compounds with video screens protecting America. They're putting in the total grid, and they're horrible people. And China is their model. They love China. They love the fact they kill newborn babies if it's your third child. They love the fact they have forced abortions. They love the fact the Fortune 500 can't keep their hands off of China. It's their one only burning desire. It was the Rockefeller president. It was David Rockefeller who went over there. And Nelson and Kissinger. Bush Sr. was the envoy. Lived there for 2 years. Opening China up. Making the agreements to use that slave labor to leverage out all their competition globally with select crony capitalism. And you try to explain this to conservatives, they don't even understand it. You try to explain it to liberals, they don't understand it. That's why it doesn't matter if it's Nixon or Bill Clinton or Ronald Reagan or George Bush. They're going to give China all the missile secrets. They're going to give them all the supercomputers. They're going to give them the cruise missile computers. They're going to give them all our jobs. They're going to give them all the weapons. And they're going to give them Taiwan, just like they gave them the Panama Canal. Because they see us as slaves, folks, and they love China. It's like the globalist or Pepe Le Pew, and ever seen that cartoon? And China's the cat that the skunk's chasing after. I mean, literally, they are in a love fest. Oh, you slaughter! You have stadium executions. You have mobile death vans. Oh, you're melting people down for their collagen. Oh. Oh, I love you. Oh, here's more UN awards. Oh, we love you. Oh, you're so darling. Oh. Oh, let's have some rhetoric and fight with each other so you can crack down on your public and use false nationalism and so we can crack down on ours and threaten to nuke us again and we'll threaten you and, oh, but we'll give you all the secrets. Oh, we love you. Oh, you're, oh. Bob in Maine. Bob, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. What happens when or if someone actually comes up with real charges rather than these watered-down ones that only that don't connect them to, like...
There have been charges before against presidents, and the senator or the congressman who was investigating it, but their plane blows up. I mean, it's happened just 50 times, I mean, more. It's happened so many times. Or they suddenly get a brain tumor and die in 1 week. Or they get shot 5 times, and then it's a lone crazy who did it.
If you had multiple people, like a large group, and you made them known large enough, so if they were killed...
Well, here's the problem. The globalists have been in power so long that every U.S. attorney is theirs. Presidents appoint them. And these federal grand juries are controlled by federal prosecutors. You can have state grand juries do it. But Americans are so sheep-like, no longer land of the free, home of the brave, that most people on a grand jury, if some guy in a suit tells them not to indict, they don't do it. You know, the grand jury is supposed to be in charge, not the prosecutor. But just like the jury is supposed to be in charge, not the judge. But see, everything is an inverse of what it's supposed to be, because they just slowly, the government declared powers it didn't have until it became customary and accepted.
All right, so you think that this rotten fruit's just going to eat itself? There's nothing that's going to stop them?
No, a lot of things are going to stop them, just because their own enforcers are going to be woken up by you and I, and then it's just like Ceausescu. You know, one day people just didn't follow him anymore. So it is rotten to the core. Believe me, we've never had so much support as we have now. If you want to call us the rebels or the independence crowd, the pro-America crowd, the counter-revolutionaries is what we really are, we're actually winning right now.
I sure hope so.
Well, it's up to you, sir. I mean, if you take action and exert yourself in the info war, we will bring them down. But if you don't, we are literally going to be like cattle within 10 years, maybe even sooner. It's going to get really bad, brother, really bad. They're going to be in work brigades, everything, and we're going to be actual slaves. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to take some more calls coming up in the next segment, a little five-minute segment, and then we got Tex Mars coming on. But let me just read what Chavez said. Chavez calls for ban on Halloween. This is Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has urged families not to mark Halloween, calling it a U.S. custom alien to South American nation. He's not really calling for a ban, folks. He's saying people shouldn't celebrate it. I agree with Hugo Chavez, folks. families go and begin to disguise their children as witches. This is contrary to our way, Mr. Chavez said during his weekly radio and TV show. And everybody knows what cloak you put on is what attitude you take on. He said Halloween was a game of terror, the AP news agency reported. Mr. Chavez is known as a fierce critic of the U.S. government and President George W. Bush personally. The president recently described the Bush administration as a terrorist government. Mr. Chavez said Halloween was part of a U.S. culture of putting fear into other nations, putting fear into their own people. That's true, folks. That's what the pagans did it for, was to exercise power over the people in the lower local Druidic area. They could make them give up a child each year. That was a great way to exercise control, and everybody would basically grovel to the priest, giving them proper gifts throughout the year so their child wouldn't be picked the next. He did not refer to incidents earlier this month when lanterns made from hollowed pumpkins carrying anti-government messages appeared in several places in the capital, Caracas. Halloween, a pagan festival characterized by mischief-making, is marked every year on the 31st of October. Oh, BBC admits it's pagan. Of course it is. Samhain, Samhain. Even National Geographic, it's in my new film, has the bodies they've dug up, tortured, heads cut off, hearts cut out. Some perfectly preserved, they were put in peat bogs. By the Druids. And, you know, all these people that are into the occult go, oh, we're not involved in that. We've never been involved in that. Well, I'm sorry. That's what your roots go back to. So stop denying it. But listen, the problem with Halloween, the big problem is that it teaches people that evil is a witch with a wart on her nose, on a broom, or a goblin, or a skeleton, or a demon. Paul told us that the devil masquerades as an angel of light. And there's other passages. Satan looks like an angel of light. And that's the way it is in the real world. The nice suit, the nice hair, the nice tie, the nice voice, you know, the good-looking man or woman you can trust telling you the teleprompter. That's what the devil looks like, okay? That's what the devil looks like. He doesn't look like Anton LaVey, some bald-headed freak dancing around in a red pajamas. The devil looks like the UN. The devil looks like the Congress. The devil, you know, the Antichrist is going to be, people are going to think he's Jesus, folks. Because he doesn't show up in a red outfit, people are going to buy him. It's all, they already got people on national TV. You know, if you're Christian, take the chip. We've confirmed they're doing that now. So, the devil looks like a face-scanning camera. The devil looks like a compact city. The devil looks like open borders. The devil looks like world government. The devil looks like Thomas Barnett. Up there real slick and real smooth and real calm with the right tones to not upset you and soothe you and just relax. Just let us run things. And Halloween, always the murders increase, the abductions increase of children. Devil's Night in Detroit, hundreds of homes burned each year until the citizens got together in mass and called it Angel's Night. And they went out and confronted, and the crime rate went down by several 1,000%. We should call it Heroes Night. I heard Pastor Dart on the air. It's a good point he made last night. I was listening to it on WOAI. That's what we need to do is give on Halloween. It teaches your children to go demand something dressed up like a demon at somebody's door, demanding bounty, doing what Druid priests did thousands of years ago. Let me tell you, folks, you curse your children when you do that. You curse them.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.